This is when I'm relaxed, honey. This is when I'm relaxed. When I can talk about the love of God. You know, you all are part of the jail and prison ministry, right? So you need to hear about the prison. And last night at the prison, before I was going into the prison, I walked into Walmart to get something, and a guy that I know came walking up to me, and anyway, he was just talking, and he knows about the prison ministry, and he was proceeding, you know, he was saying, oh, we love the Sunday services, but, oh, those Saturday night services, man, you know. I looked at him. I said, what's the difference? I said, I know that the Saturday night services in the past have been kind of struggling, but the Lord is with me. Well, yeah, I give it your best shot. Folks, I'm going to give it my best shot. My shooting ain't no nothing. It's the Lord who's shooting is something. But let me tell you that last night, 50 girls showed up. And 50 girls never budged except to look around to find me with the Word of God as I strolled to each group. And they cried and they smiled and they felt the presence of God. And they didn't deny that they felt the presence of God. They were loving the presence of God, and of course I was loving the presence of God, and I was just thinking, oh Lord, you're better than I can imagine, you know, because I mean sometimes you could have 50 people and you could have only 2 people paying attention, but the Lord was so present. Afterwards, one girl came up to me and she was trying to tell me about something between her and her mother and all this. She said, it just clicked. It all just made sense. Everything tonight just made sense. I said, well, praise the Lord for that, you know. Praise the Lord for that. And another girl who's been there forever, and she's the one that sets up the equipment. She came up and she said, I'm the one that usually picks the songs that we sing. And I was just wanting us to sing You Say. And what do you think we sang the last song? You say I am Lord. She said, and she just knew God had done that. She recognized that. They recognize that God does stuff. Folks, we've got to recognize that God does stuff. And we need to acknowledge that God does stuff. And even if you think you're making up something, you can't make up what God does. He can do more than you can imagine. So if you can imagine something, you can say it. And so it was just a glorious time, and an hour and a half just swooped by. That's because you pray. That's because it's the desire of your heart. That's because you don't say, as you know that I'm going somewhere, well, he can give it his best shot. He's a good man, bless his heart. But, you know, it's like, what do you suppose, if that's the attitude he has, that when he goes there, comes out? Well, we're here on Saturday night. Can't wait till tomorrow night. We'll just get this over. In jail on Friday, G-Pod, they call themselves the God Pod. Every single person, they emptied their pod. And they came to God. They know that when they leave the pod, they come to God. I ain't God. I'm just up there. But they come to God. They come for God. What a shame it would be if I went and saying, well, I'm going to give it my best shot again. Honey, I'm going over to Pier to give it my best shot. My best shot's nothing. It's not by might or strength, it's by my Spirit, saith the Lord. It's what God can do. It's no secret what God can do. What he's done for others, he'll do for you. He transforms life. He's transformed your life. He's still working on your life. He's still working on my life. Right? The thing that struck me on Monday of this week, was Psalm 9. Oh Lord, I will praise you with all my heart, and I'll tell everybody about the marvelous things you do, and I will be glad, yes, filled with your joy because of you. I will sing your praises, oh Lord God, above all gods. Oh yeah. I will sing unto the Lord, who has triumphed gloriously, the horse and rider thrown into the sea. Verse 3 says, my enemies are going to fall back and perish in your presence. My enemies are going to fall back and perish in your presence. It didn't say, I will praise you when I see it happening. No, it's happening. It's happening. Trust the Lord, it's happening. Trust the Lord. God laughs at his enemies. Trust the Lord. And for sure, evil is just on display. But for 38 years that some of us have been together, we've been saying that the dark and the light are going to become more obvious. And boy, are they becoming more obvious. And more obvious. And more obvious. And we should be excited. For goodness sakes, we should be, oh, things are awful. Man, things are awful. Hallelujah. What did God say today? They're going to run into me. Okay. Your passion. Where's your passion? You don't have to, you know, I'm not asking for you to give me an example of your passion, but are you remembering to remain passionate for the Lord? Stay passionate for the Lord. What do you do when you're passionate? You talk about things. You talk about things. You talk about the things you're passionate of. You know, I can, there's Logan. And Logan, in my picture on my screensaver, has Jackson on one side and Victoria on the other. But it won't all fit on this, so it picked Logan. That's probably because I get to see Jackson whenever I want to. And now, I have before mentioned how much I don't like Snapchat. If you don't remember that, I have mentioned I don't like Snapchat. But I'm feeling Marco Polo. Yeah. I look at Marco Polo in the morning to see if one of my kids have popped up. Jordan pops up. One day he pops up. And he's just dripping sweat, and he had just ridden the Aerodyne, and he's just talking about that. And I don't remember what else he said, but I looked at that. I thought, well, that's Jordan. It inspired me, because I'd just been thinking about getting on my Aerodyne. So that night, I got on my Aerodyne. I got up on my Aerodyne, and I'm riding my Aerodyne. I used to ride my Aerodyne for 30 minutes. At level 6 to 10. And I was dripping sweat. Vicki was not happy. I would drip on the floor. But I could do it. Well, whatever, you know. I could do it. But the Aerodyne has the ability to almost beat you. If you go longer than you can go, it ain't fun. And so I got on Aerodyne, and I got going. And I remembered that level 3 was a 6-minute mile. And so I did my warm-up just below level 3. And I got up to level 3, and I was cruising. But I'm thinking, man, my arms are tired already. I'm looking at the clock.
But I was not to be defeated. It was running into me. So I just pumped it up to level 4. And I kept going. And I kept going. And then I pumped it up and I rode at level 5 a little bit. And I looked at the clock and it was only at 6 minutes. And I'm thinking, I can do this. And I finished it out at 10 minutes. At 10 minutes, I said, 10 minutes is enough. I sprinted for the last 30 seconds. I didn't go for a 60-second sprint. I got to be honest with you right now, I'm feeling just a little bit like I felt as I came to the 10 minutes. I felt like that was close. I got off the Aerodyne and slid over to the Bowflex bench and I sat down. And I said to myself, be careful. Be careful, Roger. I leaned back and grabbed the straps of the Bowflex. And I pulled them together. And then I looked to see how much weight I had on it. And I did a few reps in several positions. And as I finished each set of reps, I said, be careful, Roger. There was always something there to remind me. Be careful, Roger. Well, you know, I didn't let my passion to get fit overwhelm my ability to keep living. But I don't have to do that when it comes to God. Because it's okay, I can go out in a blaze of glory. Don't lose your passion. Don't lose your excitement. Don't lose your anticipation of that goodness of God. Rev it up. Paul told Timothy, stir it up, stir it up, stir it up, stir it up. You know, because you know, the enemy, he'd be pretty happy to have us just relax. If he can't get us back, if he can just get us out of the flow. If he can just get us, I mean, seriously. 10 years ago, a fellow pastor was asking me, are you thinking about retiring? Well, I was nowhere near the age to do that. But then I couldn't figure out what age you would actually do that at. You know? John, can't you just imagine when James calls and says, Dad, I need you to drive the tractor. If you said, James, I'm retired. You wouldn't even be able to see his pickup coming from Pier to get over here to counsel you. Dad, the only reason that the photography is even slowing down is because I need you. You can't be spending your time doing that other stuff. Where's your passion, Dad? James, I liked sheep. You guys have dug up all my land. I forgive you. No. But you know, I mean, think about that. Where is your passion for God? Where's your excitement for God? Check yourself. How do you feel when the Lord says you're needed? Did you feel like jumping and going, yeah, it's me, or that probably isn't for me? The Lord knows I'm busy. He knows I've got other things to do. He also knows we can do His things in whatever we do. Whatever we're doing.
we can praise the Lord. Whatever we're doing, we should praise the Lord. Whatever we're doing, we should think about the Lord. I get joy. I get joy. Just thinking about the Lord is how I get joy. I get joy. Just thinking about the Lord. If I can get joy just thinking about the Lord, maybe I should think about the Lord. Because he's in a process and he doesn't give up on getting his process done in our lives. But as he's doing it in our lives, he's reaching out to other lives. As I watched those girls last night, and I mean I watched the Word of God go into them. I just watched it. One girl that started out, like maybe she thought it was just going to be another one of those, somebody giving it their best shot. Maybe it was the first time she'd ever been there. I don't know. But she was sitting there, and she was sort of sitting there like this. And then all of a sudden, I don't know what was said, I don't know what happened, she about came out of her chair. Just this big smile on her face. I said, "You felt God, didn't you?" It was like, I'm glad I came tonight. You know, people need to feel the Lord. Remember that video we launched a long time ago about the Holy Ghost? For, I think it was Todd White walking around in foreign countries, and they were just praying for people. Can we pray for you? You know, the people said, "Yeah, okay, you can pray for us." And then all of a sudden, people, "Whoa, what was that? Do that again." They pray for him. "Oh, what was that?" They pray for him. Somebody who was on crutches dropped their crutch and started walking. Just pray for him. They felt the Lord. And that was the end of the thing. He felt the Lord. If you feel the Lord, you might seek the Lord. That's why we want to be a presence church, right? That's why we want our lives to be a presence life. We want to display what the Lord has put in us. Right? He said we're the light of the world. So we want to light up the world. So, hey, we're not blind, or are we stupid? We can recognize a train wreck when a train wreck is before us. But we know the one who can fix it. I love that about that word about they're going to run into me. I like that. You know? I mean, that's like kids bullying a little kid, and all of a sudden, in steps Bubba. And the first kid sees it, and they kind of stop. Another kid that's still trying to keep at it. The others are looking at him. It ends. Suddenly. God showed up when Jesus was on the cross. And it got dark. Dark, 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 dark. And the earth shook. And the veil was rent in the temple. Messed with all those religious guys. And a lot of them changed their minds. But some of them just were too proud. We can't let this word get out. When your passion starts to stir, the devil says, "We can't let this get out. We can't let this get out." And so he may try to attack and disturb and discourage and do everything that he can, but you got to answer for that now. He's about to run into God. He's about to run into God. And in fact, you can just...
You can just be honest and say, he lives in me, so he's going to run into me and God. Devil, you're not going to win. I'm going to enjoy your defeat. He's under my feet, under my feet. He's under my feet, and victory's so sweet. He's under my feet, under my feet. Satan, you're under my feet. Amen? Amen. That's not a little kid's song. That's a declaration. Satan's under my feet. It may not even look like it, but he's under my feet. No weapon formed against me can prosper. It can't prosper. It don't mean weapons can't form. It means they can't prosper. They can't get the best of me. So if I'm weary, if I'm angry, if I'm moody, I need to jump up and say, you can't get the best of me. You didn't amen near as loudly as I thought you might. I could hear you thinking. I felt you thinking. Oh, Lord, if only he'll do it. Help me, Jesus. Huh? You remind me. I know. You know, in 38 years, I don't know how many messages she's listened to. She remembers those parts well. And well, she should. Hold me accountable. By the way, one day Billy pulled up to our house and he was talking to me about the last week's message. And what I said in the message, and I couldn't for the life of me remember saying anything about that. So I went back and I listened to the message. Billy's guilty of listening to God while I'm talking because God told him something entire. I didn't even hear it. Yeah, I gave him my best shot. That's right. Yeah, I didn't feel like I'd been replaced. You heard it too? Two of you. You two. Praise the Lord. Isn't God good? Thou, O Lord, art a shield about me. You're my glory and the lifter of my head. See, I get excited about that. That gives me passion. That gives me something to tell the folks in jail. Beware. Just listen to what God says. Go ahead. Give me credit. I don't care. But it's God. What could be better than God speaking to our hearts? See, that's we come together to create an atmosphere that God can speak in. Where we have separated ourselves from all of the other stuff around us. We have specifically come to hear from the Lord, and the Lord does not disappoint. He does not disappoint. I was thinking about this last night, you know. Jesus would speak to thousands, okay? He'd be there speaking to thousands. Do you think that possibly in the midst of those thousands, there were some that kind of lost attention? Went off after the kids or told their husband what this reminded them of, whatever the case might be, you know. And I thought, you know, every now and then Jesus would just up and say, let him who has ears to hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying. Other people nudging people, whoa, he wants us to hear. He's got something for us. And in those moments when we're locked on to what God is saying, the transforming moments, and passion will cause us to respond to those moments. To download those moments. To record those moments. You know, just things. There were so many things that the Lord said in Marla's word today. But parts, trust absolutely stands out. You are needed. That really stood out to me. You are needed because you are needed. Everybody's needed. Everybody. You're needed more than I am. Or we're all needed the same.
Or we should all stand up a little straighter because we're needed. By God. By the creator of the universe. He says, I need you. You sing, I need you, Lord. And he echoes, I need you too. He needs us. More than yesterday, more than words can say. The Spirit bears witness. The Spirit bears witness. In Romans chapter 8, you know, there's no condemnation to those that are in Christ Jesus. That ought to get us reading. No condemnation. And by the time we get back, 24 says, we are saved by trusting. Remember last week we talked about the fact that when the Lord returns, how many people will he find that have faith? He's looking for people that have faith. He's not looking for perfect people. He's having people looking for people that will have faith. Faith to believe him, that he is who he says he is, that he can do what he says he can do. When we believe those things, we keep moving closer. Some people move close 100 miles an hour. Some people an inch at a time. It doesn't matter. He's looking for people that are going to be moving closer. People that will believe him, trust him, and know him enough to recognize what's going on. Something happening here. What it is ain't exactly clear. Oh, rock song. Stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. People are paying attention. The more fear that people have, the more they look for something to remove the fear. Don't give up. Trust. Rejoice. Levon has just a section left on getting that roof sealed. Just didn't quite get it done before it rained. But the tars should have stayed. Bob went back and he looked and he said, boy, that part where it's done, the water was just flowing off of it. The biggest section is a victory. So it's just a tiny bit left and it's all over now. There's just a tiny bit left. Just a tiny bit. Of course, with the Lord, a day is as 1,000 years, and 1,000 years is with a day. But we are certainly living in a time when darkness and light are pretty clear. When Jesus was on the earth, darkness and light were pretty clear. The atrocious things that went on, the stuff that they did to people, the fact that they killed the Son of God, how awful is that? It didn't stop Jesus and it didn't stop the disciples. So this stirs up our passion. He's going to run into God. Trusting means looking forward to getting something that we don't have yet. Anxious. As little children, they see the packages. They trust that they're going to get something that they don't have yet. Sometimes the little children are looking for a package of a certain size. I was one of those. I wasn't seeing the package of a certain size. Packages didn't go 8 feet from the tree like it did with my wife and my kids. The packages all fit very well under the tree. My package should not fit under the tree. And I became irate over that. Passionate about it. I became so passionate about it that they finally told me where it was. Passionate about the things of God. Passionate about it. Passionate in declaring that it's no problem for God. And we know that all that happens to us is working for our good if we love God and are filling out his plans. For from the very beginning, God decided that those who came to him, all along he knew who would, should become like his son, so that his son would be the first of many brothers. That's verse 29. Who then can ever keep Christ? Who can keep his love from us? Verse 35 of Romans 8. When we have trouble or calamity, when we are hunted down or destroyed, is it because he doesn't love us anymore? When we have trouble, is it because he doesn't love us? If we're hungry or penniless or in danger or threatened with death, has God deserted us? No. No, for the scriptures tell us that for his sake, we must be ready to face death at every moment of the day. We're like sheep awaiting slaughter. That was good news to the folks then, wasn't it? But despite all of this, overwhelming victory is ours through Christ who loved us enough to die for us. Despite all that, overwhelming victory is ours. The devil's about to run into God. In the midst of anything that goes on in your life, it's about to run into God. For I'm convinced that nothing can ever separate us from his love. Death can't, life can't, the angels won't, and all the powers of hell itself cannot keep God's love away. Our fears for today, our worries about tomorrow, or where we are, high above the sky or in the deepest ocean, nothing will ever be able to separate us from the love of God, as demonstrated by the Lord Jesus Christ when he died for us. Nothing can keep us from him. Nothing can interrupt the flow of God. Nothing can stop the flow of God. Nothing. And so we know it's there. We know it's there. You know, it's like in Israel, they reopened wells that had been dug. And then they'd come along and take that well away. So they'd go reopen another well. And another well. And another well. Until finally they opened their own well that nobody else was going to take. Keep digging. Be passionate about it. Finish the course. Keep running the race. I'll keep riding the Aerodyne even if it's only 10 minutes. Until I get to 10 and a half minutes and 11 minutes. I'm not jumping 10 to 15. No, no, no. I'm going to ease my way up to it. I may never, ever ride at 30 minutes at the rate that I did at one time in my life. But I'm going to keep going. Keep pressing. In order to press, we need to be passionate. We need to maintain our passion for the Lord. We need to maintain our passion because our passion is looking forward to something that we don't have yet. There's more. There's always more to Jesus, isn't that right? There's more to Jesus than we know. There's a lot more to Jesus than I know now. There's a lot more. I will be honest with you that I never would have even prayed for what happened last night. But God wanted it to happen. I never would have imagined. I've been at that place before. And I know that old give it your best shot guy, I know what he's talking about. I've had to spend a lot of time, if that particular, at the main service, I've had to spend time going over here and looking at a couple that are back here, then they only came to be with each other. And they're talking. I'm saying, hello, God talking to you. Got to be the teacher sometimes, you know. Trying to keep them in line. I've had times where half of them ended up leaving by the time once they got all whatever they wanted when they were in there and they didn't come for God. I've had that happen too. But when that was happening, I just looked at those that were soaking up the word. But this time, God said they're all going to soak. They ran into God. I guarantee you that some of them came, they didn't come to run into God, and they met him full on. They started out thinking that this was messing up their night, and they ended up thinking this was the best thing that ever happened to them because God spoke to them. If we seek the Lord while he may be found, if we call upon him while he is near, if we praise the Lord with everything that we've got, we know that our enemies are going to fall at our feet. So we have the victory. So since we have the victory, we can be a leader by our life, by our confidence, by our hope, by our trust. Passion for God. Keep it rolling. Amen. Lord, we know that nothing can separate us from your love. Life, death, principalities, powers, heights, depths, past, future, demons, principalities. Nothing can separate us from your love. May our love for you be just as determined. In Jesus' name we pray as we declare that we will trust the Lord. And we receive the fact that we're needed. And we will bask in your love, trust in your love, trust in your power, and we will behold the glory of God. In Jesus' name, amen. 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 Hallelujah.